welcome to this week's edition of Tiger Talk. My name is Will Kohlmeyer. I'm the Vice President of Marketing and Community Relations at one of the premier community colleges in the entire country, and that is Northeast Mississippi Community College. Spring semester registration is underway. Don't forget, seated classes begin on January 10th. Online classes for Mississippi's number one online education is set for January 18th. If you need some more information, you can contact Northeast at 1-800-555-2154, or you can check out our website at nemcc.edu. Let's bring in our president, Dr. Ricky Ford, with his message this week on Tiger Talk.
Good afternoon, everyone, and thank you, Will, for another opportunity to talk with our employees and all the fine folks out in our community surrounding Northeast. So a lot going on here at Northeast Mississippi Community College. Last week, I took a week off, and I want to say thank you to Dr. Sasser for filling in for me and did an outstanding job last week on providing information out to the Northeast community. So again, want to say thank you. I hope everyone had a great Thanksgiving holiday, and I know we at Northeast, and we're all looking forward to the Christmas holidays that are coming up in about a week and a half, so we're excited about that. So do want to say Merry Christmas and Happy Holidays to all of our supporters and friends of Northeast and our employees here at Northeast, too, and hope you have a great enjoyable holiday with your family and friends. As I said, we have a lot going on. Here at Northeast, we are in the process of completing a purchase of a facility located on Chambers Drive here in Boonville. It's a 358,000 square foot facility that we will look to move our career tech facility programs, our workforce, adult ed, and those type programs out there because it would be very advantageous for us. And the purpose of this is to create a skilled workforce, create a workforce that can find jobs quickly, and also provide incentive for industries to move into the area simply because we have the skilled workers available. So this is going to increase a lot of graduates, a lot more graduates from our programs, and will increase the size of our career tech programs and the number of students and skilled workers that we put out. So you're going to hear more from us coming concerning that purchase and that build out in the near future. So we're excited about the possibilities, not only for our students, but for all of North Mississippi. Do want to say congratulations to our learning resources and library and also our math science department for being selected as the two divisions this year to win the Reach for the Sky Award, which is named after one of our former employees, Mr. Jeffrey Powell, who was really the leader of our technology initiative and our technology efforts here on campus. So this was created by our TIE committee, which is the Institutional Effectiveness Committee here on campus, and their recommendation was to award this year's award to these two divisions, and the cabinet concurred with that. So I want to say congratulations to those two divisions. Also, just an update really quickly, a couple of years ago, we had anticipated and had in place a free health clinic for our students here on campus. And then, of course, COVID came along and kind of put that on hold. So we are now have created a partnership, and this is really not finalized. We're working on the MOU with that with Dr. Dennis and his office and also Baptist affiliate here in Boonville. And looks like we're going to be able to provide the free clinic for our students at there. So you'll hear more coming about that project and the opportunities that we provide for our students. And just another indication of the making this a student-centered campus and student-centered environment where the success and well-being of our students is first and foremost. You know, as a parent, you want to know that your student's going to have access to health care and going to be taken care of when they enroll in college. And that's one of the things that we want to ease the mind of all of our parents out there, that their son or their daughter is going to be taken care of when they come onto campus. So this is an opportunity to provide free health service for students that that will attend Northeast, and while they're here, they're going to be taken care of. We do want to say that we're working on registration for the spring semester. So if you haven't pre-registered for the spring semester, we encourage you to do that. If you have been looking for an opportunity to come back and get enrolled in school and get an associate's degree or move on toward that opportunity to enhance your current skills that you have, then please come by and visit with us, and we'll help you get registered for the spring semester. We had a great opportunity last night to assist our students, this being finals week. We had fueling for finals where we provided breakfast for all of our students, and the cafeteria was packed with almost 300 students that participated and came by and had a great meal about 9 o'clock last night, and it was an absolute fantastic atmosphere for our students. Also, I want to invite everybody out. Tuesday night, we play Itawamba Community College, our men's game. It began at 6 p.m. We have a couple of different activities going on prior to that. One, we'll be recognizing some scholarship donors, and then also we'll be recognizing our Mississippi Community College State Championship golf team. We will be presenting the rings for those young men at halftime of the ball game on Tuesday night. So we invite you to come out and be a part of that. Just wanted to also recognize that COVID is still around, so we're still making sure that we exercise caution and we have our guidelines in place, that we still protect our students and protect our employees. So we want to remind everyone that the COVID virus is still around, and we are still taking those precautions. We've been very fortunate to have very few on the excused list and very few people that have come down with a positive test as far as COVID goes this semester. So we're extremely blessed, but we will continue to be vigilant in our efforts to combat this and also making sure that we prevent the spread of the COVID virus. Also, I want to catch everybody up on our Ready for Pell Grant program. And this is trying to initialize and get started the Pell Grant program for incarcerated individuals in our prison system, primarily the satellite prison in Corinth, which is an MDOC facility. So hopefully in the fall of 23, the Pell Grant will be available for the students that are incarcerated. Currently, they cannot get it other than a few pilot programs that are going on throughout the Southeast. So we're hopeful to be able to provide the Pell Grant for those incarcerated individuals. We are still providing the instruction, and also under the conditions, COVID conditions, it's been extremely difficult, but we're still providing the instruction and the classes for the incarcerated individuals into our Northeast Mississippi Correctional Facility at Corinth. And this is a big step into providing an opportunity for those individuals to get out and to have a skill or to continue on a pathway to get a degree of some type and not fall back into that trap of getting into the same situation that they were prior to it and going back into our prison population. So this is something that we're very passionate about here at Northeast. Also, just a reminder again that we are promoting spring registration. Do want to mention that we are still moving rather quickly on our online enrollment, workforce enrollment. So we're still visiting some other colleges and getting some ideas on some things that we can do there. The Ripley Building is finally coming to a completion and an end. We will have that walkthrough and building inspection next week. And this will end that process, and it will be totally the property of Northeast Mississippi Community College. So we're looking forward to getting that out and making it useful to our folks over in Chippewa County. So we do want to say thank you to everyone out there for the jobs that you're doing and the jobs that you're continuing to do. So hopefully everyone has had success in their final exams this week, and they will continue to be successful as the final exams wind up. So again, thank you all so much for listening and being a part of Tiger Talk. And thank you, Mr. Will Kohlmeyer, for your service to our college. And we look forward to many, many more times on Tiger Talk. So again, thank you all. And as always, ladies and gentlemen, let's go Tigers.
Go Tigers is right, Dr. Ford. Just a friendly reminder, students ages 62 and over, you may enroll tuition-free anytime here at Northeast. And with that, we will wrap up this week's show. Special thanks to Michael Miller for getting us on the air each week. So for our president, Dr. Ricky Ford, I'm Will Kohlmeyer saying thanks for listening, and we'll talk to you next week right here on Tiger Talk.